Mossy Oak Swamp Bottom Dewdrop Falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's call. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. See his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land, pass it on. Pass it on.
Yeah, baby. Pass it on. Welcome back. Host Ray I, Vogelbugger, Matty G, and Peanut. Beautiful Saturday morning. We're celebrating turkey hunting, turkey season all over the country. Youth season's next weekend here in Missouri. Their kids are hunting everywhere this morning, Kentucky, Tennessee. Best of luck to them. And getting lots of messages this morning. Thank you all. We've got to get a shout out to Ron Cricket Freeman up in Ohio listening to our show. And Daryl Taylor down in Alabama sent a mess. Got a post, turkey hunting stinks. I'd rather be home crocheting and coloring in my coloring book. And then he says, good gracious, I just saw a 70-pound gobbler run by chasing a jackrabbit. Oh, boy. And then Billy Smith is down in Ozarks, and he sent in a picture of a ridge gator track. He said wasn't there yesterday. He put a call next to us to see the size of that ridge gator track. And Joel Shipman's listening to us in Kirksville this morning. He wished us a good show. We appreciate that, Brother Joel.
Jimmy Mraz.
Yep. Jimmy Mraz out there. We got so many folks all over the country listening to this show. Just really appreciate you. And especially, once again, I got to say big shout out to brothers and sisters in Hawaii. Unbelievable you're up this early. Well, a lot of you, some of you are working night shifts. Appreciate you listening to the show.
This segment is brought to you by Thomas Coffee and the Conservation Federation of Missouri.
Speaking of Thomas Coffee, we're huddled here in the bunker, Midwest Outdoor Studios, having some Thomas Coffee. April issue, Midwest Outdoors Magazine is out. We got a special guest on the line with us. They just had a big event. We got some other events coming up. The Conservation Federation of Missouri, our friend, Mr. Michael Wardlaw. Hey, Michael, good morning.
Good morning, guys. First of all, Ray, how's your tan? Is it good?
Oh, I'm good, buddy. You ought to see me. When I come out of the ocean at the beach and shook my wet hair off, and I waddled up through the sand in my little small swimsuit, when I got to my wife, I said, honey, I'm so sorry, but look at this. They're all staring at me. Everybody was staring at me when I came out of the water. And I think it was the tan.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, right. I know we talked a little bit about the your big convention, but why don't you give us a quick recap of how things went and how good the event went?
Oh, let me tell you, it was outstanding. It's a 3-day event, started on Friday night, where we had over 450 people
awesome.
On hand to celebrate conservation, pass out a few awards, recognize the legend that is Glenn Chambers.
Yes.
And it was 450 people in the same room, all pulling for conservation. What a great night.
Oh, that was awesome. It
rolled into Saturday night. The momentum carried over. We had roughly 350, close to 400, for the dinner and banquet on Saturday night, where we raised close to $50,000.
Yes.
We don't have the final numbers yet, but that's a heck of a night. It was a great weekend for conservation in Missouri, for sure.
That's for sure. And I just wanted to get that back out there because those are some folks, that didn't get to hear that. And Billy Smith is trying to tell me the owl call is 5 1/4 inches long to tell me to compare the ridge gator track this morning. We've got so much messages coming in this morning. we got some dedicated listeners out to you. Oh, this is crazy. My phone's just exploding this morning. What about the event you got coming up in Kansas City? I want you to tell our listeners about that coming up.
Absolutely. On April 29th, we will be at the Kansas City Zoo. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, if you've ever been to the Kansas City Zoo, you know how cool of an attraction it is. And we're going to have a dinner banquet in the Penguin Pavilion. So we're going to be amongst the penguins talking about conservation, talking about the Kansas City Zoo, and raising a little money for conservation in Missouri. If you want to get involved, you can come check us out on the website. It's at confedmo.org. And it's going to be a great time. It's $50 a person. If you want to bring a spouse, we've got some discounts for that. If you want to bring your kid, you do so for $15.
That's a good
thing. So an afternoon at the zoo, can't beat it.
We need to say something about since this guy, what's his name with the bad hip? You work for him. I can't think of his name. This Butler guy.
Oh, yeah. It's so sad to see somebody so young, debilitating, having these debilitating injuries.
We're doing a drawing here to raise some money so he can have a hurricane.
I think we can probably come up with that. Yeah. That would be nice.
But the thing is, I want to say something on the air while I got you on here about the Conservation Federation of Missouri and what a job Brandon Butler has done since he took the reins of that organization. Amazing.
You know, there's no question. I've only been with the organization for a few short months now and haven't lived in Missouri for 4 years. But I can tell you this, just in talking to people, that's a common theme with everywhere I go and talk to people and introduce myself. It's, wow, y'all have great leadership. I'm so excited to be a part of CFM because of the direction you guys are going. And, boy, that's largely in part of the vision that Brandon has for what we're doing at CFM.
Absolutely. And if you're out there and you're living in Missouri, you're on this side of the river listening to us, and you hunt and fish, you need to join the Conservation Federation. You need to be part of this, right?
Absolutely. And it's not cost prohibitive. It's $35.
Yeah.
You get a subscription to our magazine. You get 6 issues a year. You get invited to all these great seminars and conventions and things that we put together to not only raise money, but to educate outdoorsmen about conservation and what we need to be doing and the battles we need to fight, you know, through the legislative process. So it's really about getting the numbers involved. Your $35 is great, and we certainly need it. But it's about having more people active in the process, and joining certainly gets you involved in that process.
Yes, and you guys are doing a good job because you are growing the ranks.
That's the exciting thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember the percentage growth over the last couple of years, but
it's good.
It's off the charts because we're over 5,000 members strong now and adding people every week.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing to see how the outdoorsmen in Missouri have just wrapped their arms around the Federation, and we're happy to be there, to be the advocate for the outdoorsmen, you know, in that political process.
Yes. Why don't you tell everybody how they can get information, how they can join, and all your contact information?
Absolutely. Well, you can reach out to us. Check everything out on the website at confedmo.org. You can find my email address, Michael Wardlaw. It's mwardlaw@confedmo.org. Drop me an email. I'll answer any questions I can and get you involved. You know, we've got not only the Kansas City event, we've got an event in May coming up, a Sporting Clays event in St. Joe.
Okay.
We've got an Explore the Outdoors in Springfield. We've got Branson, St. Louis, Columbia. We're all over the state. So just go to the website, check out our events calendar, and find an event near you. Come out and see us.
Yeah. And, I may regress here a little bit, but I want to go back to 1st February. The event that you guys had down at the lake, down at Branson. Oh, that was just awesome. That was one of the best media events that I've attended in a while. And what a great time. What a great concept to put that together where everybody could go out and trout fish. And the camaraderie, the fellowship, and being with all the fellow communicators, that was just an awesome event. And you guys should be commended for putting that together.
Well, thank you, sir. You know, I greatly appreciate it. And it's really an important part of what we do because so much of getting the message out about conservation goes through you guys in the media, and you're an important part of what we do. So that's an important event to us, and glad you had a great time.
Oh, it was awesome. All right, brother, thank you so much. And give that little fella with the bad hip a hug from Uncle Ray because I know he's hurting.
I sure will.
All right, Michael, thank you. Have a great Saturday. Happy April 1st to you, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right, see you, buddy. All right, Conservation Federation of Missouri. Volkswagen, got anything before we pitch the break?
Yes, the winners of the
Mid-America
Open Turkey Calling Contest. Number one in the open was Billy Argus.
Yes, Billy Boy.
Number
We're going to have him on the show next
Cody
week.
Cody Harrison.
Yep.
Number three, J.R. Lanham.
You messed it up.
And number four, Sean Wright. Van Walther is
Van
number
Walthen.
Five. Walthen? Oh, okay. Friction Call. Number one, Steve Morgenstein. And number two is Keith Wallach.
Yeah.
And the Owl Hooting, Logan Jones, number one. And number two is Steve Morgenstein.
Congratulations to Logan. That's
and
cool.
And that is the Longbeards.
But they've done it about like 26 years.
It's amazing.
It was at Cabela's this time. Okay. We need to take a break. Matty G, take us into commercial break, and we'll see you all on the other side, baby.